that the zone as myth is very powerful, even if it is totally unpersuasive as reality. I mean, my favorite example there is the proposal for something called the Hayek Tower, which was that they were actually starting to build during the pandemic, which is just a sort of stainless steel pole that they would put in the middle of the Caribbean with a kind of aluminum shell and some like mood lighting inside, and people were saying, look, the perfect escape. And like, the idea that this is something that could actually exist or function for longer than about 15 minutes is so patently foolish and ridiculous that like the first impulse is to like never bother thinking about this life again.
Welcome to Thundercast, the Global Politics Podcast at the end of history with Philip Cummins and George Gordon. Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hiya.
And myself, Alex Ridgely, in some column. So today we have on a guest we've had on before back in 2019, Prince Lobodian, an author whose book Globalist is one of the most sophisticated and interesting probing accounts of neoliberalism. In that episode, we learn about the unexpected origins of neoliberalism, why neoliberalism talks about freedom but actually promotes order, and much else besides. If you want to check that out, that's episode 74 and 75. This week, George and Phil met up with Prince Lobodian in person in London to talk about his new book. That's when you tell us.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to meet up in UCL in central London and talk about crack-up capitalism, market radicals, and the dream of a world without democracy. So this is Quinn's new book, and I guess the central idea in this is the zone. So looking at the recent history of capitalism through this idea of the zone. There are 82 types. There is a table with all 82. There's 5,400 across the world by 2018. So this is kind of like the exception that proves the rule, maybe. So this economic zone is a way to look at how capitalism, and particularly libertarian understandings of capitalism, developed in the 90s and around that period. So yeah, it's a great discussion.
Yeah, the zone, I mean, the classic idea of the zone is export processing zones, free trade zones that were carved out of China as part of China's industrialization. Hong Kong is the kind of paradigmatic model, and as well as Singapore to a different extent. Yeah. So the idea is these territories in which the normal legislation of the country in question no longer applies, and how that enables certain kinds of economic activities which, you know, are especially profitable or appealing to investors, or allow for certain kinds of what wouldn't be possible in other kind of jurisdictional contexts. So it's a great premise for a discussion of the developments of global capitalism.
So yeah, just to add to this then, so you have these zones, and put all together, they perforate this view of the global, the national, they kind of reveal what is the logic of capitalism. So they allow some things which wouldn't otherwise be possible, but we unpack all this and get into it with Quinn.
Interesting and intriguing stuff. I certainly found so hard to listen to the interview. If you yourself listener would like to listen to the entire interview, make sure you sign up at patreon.com/thundercast, subscribers from $5 a month and up will get access to the entire interview, as well as at least two original episodes a month, and much else besides, and $10 subscribers get access to our reading comp, which has just come out. Catch you then.
Hi, Quinn, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
So it turns out you have an alter ego, Peter Slobodian. So who is he, and why is he pissing people off?
Well, he's in the first instance my grandfather's brother, who did have a brief and sort of unspectacular career in the National Hockey League in the early 20th century. But more recently, he's also been mistreated as the author of my recent book by The Telegraph and their review of the book, which I have to say I've still only read the first three lines of because I'm not a subscriber.
No worries, no ways to get around it. Having to subscribe to him. listeners might be able to check out, it was a tweet or the review is by one of the Telegraph's libertarian, I'm not quite sure he's a consistent libertarian, but kind of quasi-libertarian, cranky libertarian stable, Ross Clark, and listeners can take a look if they want to find it. So we last had you on in summer 2019, when I was episode 77, and it was to talk about your earlier and excellent book, Globalists. And before we talk about crack-up capitalism,